Blog Talk Radio.
Relationship Radio. We at Real Relevant and Raw bring you the very best in relationship content. We broadcast every Thursday at our new time from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we are here live in the Real Relevant and Raw studios, ready to set it off on fire for yet another Thursday evening. Let me give you our guest calling number right now. Listen, call in somebody tonight. We want to talk to you. We want you to talk to us. Our guest calling number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. We want you also, we invite you tonight to become a follower of the show. If you want to become a follower of the show, simply go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button right below the icon for the show, and you will become a follower of our show. Listen, we're about to set it off tonight, Sadie. Tonight's topic is, for all parents out there who are wondering, this show is for you. What do I tell my teenage daughter about men? Say, they got to tell you. Can I make a confession tonight?
Yes, we are.
I got to confess. Say, they got to confess. Listen, I have to confess. I never wanted to have daughters. Can I tell you why, Sadie?
Why did you never want to have daughters, Michael?
I never wanted to have daughters, and although I am a self-professed women's liberationist in a man's body, I am going to sound like a male chauvinist right now. So all listening audience, if you're listening live, I want to apologize right now. And anybody who's listening via archive, I want to apologize right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have one very simple reason, Sadie, that I never wanted to have daughters, and I have one son who'll be 7 years old next month. I think that's the Pisces sign. I never wanted to have daughters because daughters can get pregnant.
Oh, is that right?
I never wanted to have daughters, and I have talked to parents. They say it's harder to raise daughters, and I may be wrong, listen, but I got to tell you what I've been told. I've been told it is harder to raise daughters than to raise sons. Yes, they're picky with their clothes. I mean, all you got to do their hair. When they hit puberty, it's all these hormones are raging and emotions and volatile and all these kinds of things. So, okay, your co-host never wanted to have daughters.
Well, guess what?
Talk to me.
If you have any more kids?
Yes.
You might have a daughter.
Well, you know, that's how the creator's going to do it now. And everybody, listen, let me just say this. I did have a stepdaughter, and we have a close relationship up until including today. At the same time, if I have my choice, no daughters, but you know what, Sadie, probably the next child I have will probably be a girl. Yes. So listen, Sadie, we're out here to help parents tonight. We wanna talk to parents tonight who are wondering. Their daughter or daughters just turned 13. I think that's 7th grade or 8th grade, depending. And looking, they're passing by their daughter's room while the daughter's on Facebook or Instagram or any other form of social media, and see them looking at the screen, and they're saying, oh, my God, OMG, what do I tell my teenage daughter about men?
Woo, woo, woo.
You know, there's a song by Jeffrey Osborne, and one of the lines was, woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo.
A baby, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. This is real talk. This is a real situation. So say, why is this topic important? Are you there?
What did you say, Michael?
I said, why is this topic important to me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think
that's
all right.
That's
all
right.
This topic is important because it's one of the most important things you'll ever tell a woman. And when a man talks to his son about women, it's one of the most important things he'll ever tell his son about women, because fact of the matter is our lives, everything that we do in life evolves around our social lives. So we go to work, we get our education, but, you know, some people like to refer to it as money, power, and sex.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, it's our social lives, how we socialize with each other. So choosing the wrong mate often more times than not is going to affect everything around you. If you have a good mate, then things around you will get better. And sometimes they say that's the way to tell. Someone comes into your life and things start to work out, then, hey, maybe they should be there. Someone comes into your life and things seem to get worse, then you kind of have your answer. So it's one of the most important pieces of advice that one can give their daughter.
And Sweetie, when we come back from our musical break, we're gonna help parents tonight. We're gonna help parents who are wondering what they should tell their daughters about men. We're gonna help parents who have told their daughters some things about men and wonder if it was or is the right thing to tell. And for parents with girls who may be 7, 8, 9, 10, we can help them for that day, that inevitable day when they need to have the conversation about men. Right now, we're going to set it off with some upbeat music, some hip-hop, Power Trip, J. Cole, featuring Miguel. You are listening on Blog Talk Radio to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Got me up all night, all I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night, constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night, down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night, drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night, yeah. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night.
Okay, back when I was sleeping in my mama crib, or even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater but a nigga may eat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring, for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit, now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same clubs that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch. And I'm totally bossed out. 06 crying cause they know that they lost out. But I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drinks fell on me while I fell on you. I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you to want me. Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you.
And we are
gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fucking be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask too bad how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want me? Would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you?
got me up all night. Jam it out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Down and out with these love songs. She got me open all night. Got me open all night. Hey.
So you are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw, Relationship Radio, bringing you the very best in relationship content on the radio tonight. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
So, Sadie, listen, while the song Power Trip was playing, I have to be honest with you, and parents, I want you to call in tonight because this show is for you, 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. And I'm listening to the lyrics of the song. I'm like, wow, this is the explicit version, the uncut version. And I said, man, should I have played it? And incidentally, parents, when I purchased songs for the show on Amazon, they didn't have the clean version. They didn't have the radio edit. And I'm saying that to say this. Your daughters are listening to the explicit version more often than not. I'm going to keep it as they say 100. This is why we entitle our show Real, Relevant, Raw. And there's a line in the song, would you believe me if I said I was in love? And the whole song is really about sex.
Yeah.
So you have a 13-year-old girl, just the hormones just kicking in, you know, breasts just starting to develop. All the other things that start happening aren't happening, and she's in her room on her headphones, on her iPad or iPhone or iPod, mm-hmm. listening to J. Cole saying it for. And I won't use the vulgarity, but if I ever get a chance to F, it'll be the longest bust ever. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about ejaculating. He's talking about having an orgasm. Okay, so in Paris, so. That's what they're listening to. Let me take it a step further. Our sons are listening to the same song and fantasizing. Listen now, and fantasizing about being J. Cole. Now, you know, I'm not trying to dog J. Cole. Listen, J. Cole, if you're listening, listen. I appreciate what you're doing with your music, particularly Crooked Smile. You flipping in that song. You're trying to encourage them girls to about self-esteem. We're talking about Power Trip just for a second, and what. Do I tell my teenage daughter about men? Well, Sadie, young girl listening to Power Trip, laying in the bed, thinking about being Power Tripped on.
First of all, let's just get it straight here for a second, Mr. Teague.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Power Trip is about a girl who got the guy stripped out, okay?
Hey, yeah, that's cool too.
Okay, now, but guess what? The difference is young girls don't strip guys. Young girls get stripped out.
How about this? I got to jump in just for one second. How about this? And this is a true story, everybody. So I'm talking to a friend of mine who happens to live in Brooklyn who was on the bus either going to or coming from work. We talked this week, and she told me about this story. Now, she is middle-aged, and there were these two teenage boys on the bus, and they were talking and texting to their respective young ladies. Now, in the midst of the conversation, assuming they were like 13, 14, 15 years old, they weren't men, they were boys, right? One of them texts the other, do you go down?
Wait a minute.
Let me finish.
Wait.
Go ahead. All right. I'm going
to wait. It was two boys?
Two boys, texting girls. Mm-hmm. One of them asks the other via text, do you go down? In other words, for those who don't know what go down means, do you have oral sex? And the girl, probably who was in her teens also, texted back, yes, I do.
Yes. And,
okay, and his response was, I'm going to smash that. And he probably used some other words that I'm going to use on the air, although I have a proclivity every now and then from using some.
But wait a minute. Smash is not go down, right? That's the other end.
That's the other end. But in other words, he was telling his boy, not only am I going to get, what's the word, am I going to get brain? That may be an older term. I'm going to get some head, but I'm going to smash that. So I say that to say this. This is a relevant topic. So here you have young girls, whether they're the one who are power tripping or being power tripped on, using the song as an example. What does a parent tell a teenage young lady now?
All right, here's the foundation. You ready?
I'm ready.
Girls in high school who get the most guys are not the girls who become wives when they get married. Bingo! You with me, Michael?
I'm listening.
The girls in high school who are usually the most popular that all the guys want to go out with, they go out with all the guys, and everybody's sitting around watching them have all the fun. 5, 7, 10 years later, the ones with their maiden names, walking around with their maiden names still. Why? Because they had all the fun in high school, if you know what I'm saying. Michael.
I'm listening.
In high school, in junior high school, in college, boys want to have fun. And see, that's why Madonna made that song, Girls Want to Have Fun, because Madonna's like, you know what? I don't think girls should be taking boys too serious at this age because boys want to have fun. So you know what, girls? Girls just want to have fun too. So ladies need to remember, just have fun. Now, does that mean be promiscuous? That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is when you're 15, 16, 19, 20, 21, 23, do not be out there trying to take things so serious. Because 9 times out of 10, he's not. You can give it up all you want in high school. Have a good old time. But by the time you're 25, 26, and you made a name for yourself, guy sees you at the library with a good girl. By the time you meet two of his boys, he's already put you in a category. You can mess it up if you want to. You better go to West Virginia State.
I'm sitting here and I have all these anecdotes are coming to my mind, and I'm saying, all right, do I share a story now, or do we go to
go the ahead, Michael, be bad. Well, after we come back from a break, you know you love your music breaks.
I love my music breaks. So listen, after we come back from a break, little R&B. One, I tell you, this guy between here and Eric Benet, my favorite artist, Charlie Wilson, brother from the old school, had some. Substance abuse issues several years ago, was homeless, I understand, and reading about him on Wikipedia, but he turned his life around, rebranded himself, hooked up with some brothers in hip-hop, and, you know, he's back on the block. So listen, everybody, let's enjoy some Charlie Wilson. You're listening to Real Relevant and Moral with your co-host Michael Teague and Sadie Sharp. We will be right back for more fire on Real Relevant and Raw.
Yo, see. Yeah, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Go invite out. You to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. Name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out. Invite you to
here is my number.
Girl, you can call me.
Baby.
And don't forget,
no.
My name is Charlie.
Now I ain't got nobody to ride in my new coupe with. Ain't even got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just the one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl,
how you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
Just have fun. I'm not saying tell your daughters to go out there and just, you know, be promiscuous, whether it's promiscuous as far as, let's confirm the basis, first base, kissing, out there kissing a bunch of guys because she's just having fun. Second base, kissing and up the shirt. Aren't you impressed that I remember the bases, Michael? Third base, kissing up the shirt and down the pants, but you don't penetrate. Fourth base is a home run. Kissing up the shirt, down the pants. And penetration. Okay? So just because you're having fun doesn't mean, you know, you should be out there going through one first, second base, third base, whatever, whomever, because you're having fun. You got to remember at the end of the day, you're a girl who wants to grow into a lady. And there's expectations of ladies to have that title. A lady is not one that you would presume to be promiscuous. Am I correct, Michael?
Yes, and you know, I'm not one necessarily to create hard and fast rules. And while you're talking, I'm thinking, and I'm saying, okay, what do we tell parents or teenage daughters about how far they should go? I don't know if it's realistic, and I'm talking just. But I'm talking just in the moment, right? In the moment. I don't know that it's realistic, and Sadie, correct me if I'm wrong, to tell our daughters, don't kiss. Don't hold
I think any time you tell kids to control something that's part of human nature, you're setting yourself and them up for failure.
Exactly. I like that.
You know, and we keep it real because that's the name of this show, Real. This topic is relevant, and it's going to be raw. Your kids are going, when those hormones start kicking in, Jesus, the Bible, and any other talks that you've had with them, your pastor, the first lady, or whomever, is not going to control those hormones. You need to make sure that those kids know how to protect themselves, and they understand the consequences of not protecting themselves, i.e. herpes, which can be with you forever. Hey, it may not kill you, but it may make you stronger, but it's definitely going to be with you the rest of your life.
Hepatitis C,
HIV,
full-blown
AIDS, or a child, an unwanted pregnancy. What about that? You know, ignoring these things and saying don't do it till you're married does not solve the problem. Actually, it makes a problem. It's actually just a problem waiting to be addressed. How big the problem will be, open the box, surprise. You'll never know because you didn't talk to your kid about it.
Exactly. And listen, Nancy Reagan, with all due respect to her, was wrong back in the 80s, I guess it was, just say no. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And listen, the things such as, and again, regardless of one's religious tradition or lack thereof, I think it's practical, for example, go out in groups. You see, why should a 13-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy be out alone together?
Okay, wait a minute. Are we keeping it real?
We're keeping it
real. Do you understand that these kids will cut school, and if they want to be alone together, they're going to be alone together, whether it's up underneath the bleachers. Do you know how many people lost their virginity underneath the stairs?
Exactly. Say the
Come on, let's just keep it real.
Okay, say that. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real.
You can send your kids to school, and they will have sex in school, Michael.
Understood. I lost my virginity at 13, so...
Under the stairs?
Don't worry about where it was, but I lost my virginity at 13. What I'm saying is I'm not talking about what children will sneak and do. I'm talking about setting guidelines and parameters for children as we're talking about tonight. What is the message that we give our children? I'm not talking about what we sneak and did. I snuck and did all kinds of things. And that's what I'm saying? But it was the guidelines that I was given that eventually brought me back on the right track. And I'll say this too. One of the things I told my stepdaughter was, listen, I'm not going to say wait till you get married to have sex. I mean, I don't know that that's realistic. I said at the same time, before you decide to it, whatever age you decide to do it, do me a favor. Either talk to your mother or talk to me before you make that decision so that we can have a conversation. So, you know, for me, parents, I'm a realist. I'm a pragmatist. Yet I also, having had 20 years of experience working with youth in various contexts, say, yes, we need to give them some guidelines because they can't figure out what they need to do on their own. That's why they have parents. So, you want to jump in, Sadie?
Yes. Basically, you got to keep it real with these kids. Seriously,
exactly.
You really do. You got to tell them the truth. You know, it's so funny. My mechanic said that a woman's body's like a car. After so many miles, it just doesn't run the same. You know, women have to think about that, too. You don't want to be out there just using and abusing your body, because what happens when you get with that man that you really care about? Your body's all beat up. You know, I had this one client call me just last Thanksgiving, and he was a guy that no one ever thought would really, like, fall in love with a woman and want to settle down. And one thing that he said that I think women are probably shocked to hear is that he could tell when he was with her in an intimate manner that she had never let men abuse her body. So, you know, women don't know this because they're not, unless you're like bisexual or, you know, you've been in a relationship with another woman, you don't know that your body may not look like the next woman's body. And I don't mean your weight. I mean just what your body's been through. Guys can tell, and it's a big turnoff to know that your woman's been ran through.
That is true. that is true. I'm saying, okay, how do I respond to this? It's true. I remember a radio show host out of New York at the time, and she's no longer on New York radio, and I will not mention her name, but I remember listening to the show, and she was talking about women who really have had so much sex with so many different men that their vaginal walls have lost their elasticity.
I've heard about that.
And this is according to her now. It's according to her. She said, yeah, and then, you know, and for you guys trying to get up in that, you got to go through all kind of obtuse angles and all kind of gymnastics just to get a feeling. So, I think you have a point. I think that we tell our teenage daughters to think about the consequences of their actions. Listen, we need to tell our teenage sons some things too. Maybe that needs to be our next show. You understand? But for our teenage girls to think about the consequences of their actions and what the long term results will be of the behaviors they engage in. Now, listen. Let's go to songs. Sometimes I Cry. Eric Benet, another one of my favorite artists. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio.
Were just thrown away. I'm finally getting back to what I used to be. Shared my pain with my family. Think I'm on my way. at night. I don't reach for you when I wake up, no. But it's taking some time. Yeah. I can live my life without praying that we could make up. I'm moving on, I'm feeling strong inside, but sometimes I cry when I'm all alone with this heart of mine. Ooh, sometimes I cry, although you've been gone for a long time. True, and you'll both be happy. Yeah, been long enough for me to take a look around. I met a girl, we've been hanging out. She's been good to me, but when we're making love, she don't take me there like you used to, and it hurts when I love. Help me understand how to push you out, forget you, and let it go. Cause Lord knows I've tried, yeah, but sometimes I cry. Baby, I've been hurting for a long, long time. Yes, I have.
Real Relevant and Raw Relationship Radio, bringing you the very best in relationship content. Setting off tonight with the topic, what do I tell my teenage daughter or daughters about men? I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Shar.
We were talking about teenage daughters, and the message to them is just have fun. Now, also, for them to think about the long-term consequences of their actions. And parents, listen, I'm a parent of a 7-year-old son, don't have any daughters, had a stepdaughter. I think it's within our purview to give them some guidelines and some frameworks to think about, understanding that, listen, they're human, and they may try to rebel against those parameters and guidelines, to be sure, as I did, as many of us did. But I think I think guidelines and parameters give them at least something to come back to and something to think about as they go on their way. So Sadie, listen, the teenage young lady graduates high school and is about to enter college. What do you tell your college-aged daughter? What should parents tell their college-aged daughter?
Same thing. Get your education and have fun. Most importantly, get your education and have fun, because those same boys, listen to this, those same boys, and I said boys because they're not men yet, that will take you through it will not be there for you when it's over. They'll go with those girls who are in the dorm studying. Those same boys who call you to come out and party, when they're ready to settle down and get married, they marry the girls that was not at the party.
Now let me share a different view. Let's deal with the sex question, parents, head on. You will be surprised who said this to me, but I'm going to tell you. It was a former doctor of mine who happened to be African, who had two older brothers, who sat her down one day. She didn't tell me how old she was, but I will assume that she was in her teenage years, perhaps in adult years. Maybe she was in college. Maybe she was in medical school. They sat her down and said, listen, if you're going to have sex, then do it because you want to have sex, not because you feel like you're going to get or receive love with the act of sex.
Good stuff.
And I got to tell you, parents, that's some of the best advice that an older brother or a father can give to his daughter. That's right. If you're going to do it because you want it, not because you think you are going to get or receive love. Because I got to tell you, parents, 13 through probably early 20s, except for a select few, most young men, sex is just that. It's a physical act that is meant to please them with the woman that they're attracted to, who looks good or whatever else turns them on about that woman. It's not about love. Maybe in some select cases, but realistically, it's not about love. Young ladies, any young ladies listening tonight, please understand that. I'm a man. I was 13 when I lost my virginity. Now, I will say where I lost it. I lost it on a waterbed in the basement of my then-girlfriend's house. So I know what it's like to step out, rebel, and do all that kind of thing. Bottom line, ladies, we don't think about love. Now,
do it because you want to feel the fire.
That's it. Do it because you have a desire that you want to get met, so you will go into it thinking clearly and hopefully come out of it thinking clearly.
Right, because emotions and sex have nothing to do with the other one for men. Nothing.
Absolutely.
You have a better chance of getting into a guy's emotions by becoming his friend than having sex with him.
Exactly. And I'll say this too. Listen, as much as we want to think rationally, good sex will make you think irrationally, and that goes for young men and young women, because guys, let's think about all the babies that some men have made, and, you know, you wonder why they didn't use the condom, didn't ask about birth control, because that level was good to them. So, you know, we get caught out there, too. We get caught out there, too.
Boys just want to have fun.
So let's move this thing forward, right? So now this college-age young lady graduates college. Let's say she was living at home during the college years, and now gets a job, and she wants to move out on her own. Again, understanding that we are really parenting through the life cycle. We are parenting through the entire life of our children. So what's the message for that parent should give to that daughter who is moving out on her own for the first time?
Parent advice to the daughter who's moving out on her own?
First time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess if she's moving out with a roommate, then she needs to be careful. I mean, you also got to also let your daughter know about, you know, date rape. You got to be careful, you know. You got to advise your daughters on drinking when they're out, letting guys buy them drinks, or not watching their drink, trying drugs or any kind of substance abuse with people who you really don't know. And then here's the thing. If you're moving out and you're going to have a female roommate, she could have guys over, and these are guys, again, that you don't know. You know, you got to be careful the way you walk around, because sometimes you send messages to guys that women don't even know they're sending that message. But some guys are like, whoa, you know, I was over Shay's house the other day, and her roommate came out in these, like, little shorts, and, yo, I think she wants to give it to me. You know, like...
Exactly.
Stuff like that. You gotta, you know, guys aren't always about what you say. They're visual. They go by what you do. So women think, oh, I was just going to the bathroom. I was walking across in my shorts. That doesn't mean anything.
And it does. You do. And see, listen, ladies, let me say something, parents. Let me say something about young men and even older men. We are concrete thinkers. We can have an education. We can be high-powered professionals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, straight-A students, whatever. We are concrete thinkers. So yes means yes, and no means no. You understand what I'm saying?
No means no to some guys. To other guys, no means, oh, she just wants me to try harder, or she wants to play hard to get. Women need to realize getting behind a closed door with a guy with a hard rock in his pants can be a dangerous situation if you're not ready to go all the way.
Most definitely. So let me just make my point more clear. In terms of communicating, and we understand we did a whole show on domestic violence. We understand that there is sexual assault and all of that. What I am saying is that in terms of a woman communicating, because the title of the show is What Do Parents Tell Their Teenage Daughters, and we're expanding it beyond that right now, yes means yes and no means no. And, ladies, your behavior has to be consistent with either
right.
your yes or your no.
Don't say no and keep massaging his pants.
And say that was the point I was trying to make when I first made the statement. Yes, me, and because men are concrete thinkers. Yes means yes, and no means no. Even if, as you're saying no, you're putting your clothes back on and getting out of the bed, or you're putting your clothes back on and telling him to get up and leave, because, see, now you're out on your own, and maybe you have a roommate and she's out for the night or you don't. So, again, we're concrete thinkers. And ladies, you gotta be consistent. Let your
you gotta
yes
be careful
yes.
flirting with your roommate's boyfriend too.
Exactly.
This is not your brother's friends coming over and you flirt with them. This is your roommate's man. You might mess around and catch a beatdown. Or you might mess around and be labeled. He might say to his friends, "Oh man, my girl's roommate's always flirting with me. Somebody needs to come over and take care of her." See that?
Exactly. So, Clarence, let me just give the guest call number one more time, 646-716-0031. That's 646-716-0031. Say that. I'm going to go to our last song, Finding My Way Back by Jaheim, and we're going to come back and finish up this topic for tonight. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw.
Anguish, funny, you always said hope flows comprehended, but I can't.
Everybody, you're listening to Real Relevant and Raw Relationship Radio. And every week that we broadcast, every Thursday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m., we endeavor, and we do, bring you the very best in relationship content. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we have been talking tonight about the topic, what do I tell my teenage daughter or daughters about men. And Sadie, during our musical break, I was thinking about it. One of the things that we haven't said that I think needs to be said, and parents, I think that you need to tell your daughters this, there are some good men around. There's this whole notion that all men are dogs and there's no good men around, and people sing that sad song, and I really think it's a sad song, and I think it is factually incorrect. I think there are some good boys, some good teenage young men, some good young adult men, and some good older men around. I do. I think that there are parents who try to raise their sons with values, and that doesn't necessarily mean religious values, but values nevertheless to respect women, to honor women, to treat women right, to tell women the truth, all those things. You know, so I think that is a message that needs to be said, whether it's our teenage daughter, whether she's in college, whether she's moving out on her own, throughout the life cycle, that there are some good men around. So, Sadie, listen, what do parents tell their daughters who are about to get married?
Oh. So now it's time for the young lady to get married.
Exactly.
And you tell her this. This is something that someone once told me. The man that you choose to marry, you have to be able to look at him and say, you know what, no matter what this man does, I'm going to stand by his side. If he never changes, if he remains the man that he is today, the man that he is today, I can stand by his side. If you can't commit to that, you should not be marrying that man.
I agree somewhat. Let me approach it from another angle. And again, I'm one who didn't want daughters. And I'll probably have one because I don't want one. And I will do my best to be a good father to that daughter, those daughters. For me, it's very simple. Be a partner to that man. Love him, respect him, and yet hold him accountable to be the man that he promised you and promised me and your mother that he would be. It's all about partnership. And you know what? It's all about commitment. I don't think a woman should take abuse from a man. I don't think a woman should take infidelity from a man or disrespect. You understand? And I'm not saying that if those things happen that they are automatically marriage killers or relationship killers. Things in my life where I think that there are some parameters. And if a man exceeds those parameters, then he is jeopardizing the relationship. But at the end of the day, partnership. Be a partner to that man, respect that man, love that man, and yet hold that man accountable for what, for the kind of man that he has promised that he would be to. Because parents, we make, men make all kind of promises. We make promises to get that number. We make promises to have sex. We make promises to get a commitment. So, you know, for me, as a man, and I've made some promises, don't get me wrong, I'm always a better man when the woman that I'm with holds me accountable to be the man that I said that I'm going to be. So, Ms. Sharp, what do you think about what I'm saying?
I think that's down the line, what you're kind of discussing. I'm talking about before they even walk through that door. Before you even decide to marry this man, not, you know, tomorrow once you're married, but she's about to get married, and if she cannot look at this man and say, you know what, I hope he'll mature, I hope he'll become this, I hope he'll become that, but you have to marry that man for who he is today.
Exactly. I agree.
And if you cannot accept him for who he is now without those hopes of changes and growth, you should not be marrying him.
Right. You're not marrying the fantasy of what you want that man to be. You are marrying who that man is.
And what your parents think about him is a small percentage, because they're not going to have to spend the rest of their lives with him.
Most definitely. I agree most definitely.
And there's two things that I would tell my daughter that she needs to always remain, and that's giving and forgiving. Because once you stop giving to the marriage and once you stop being forgiving, you don't have a relationship anymore.
I agree 100%. And let me just say, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there that I am not suggesting that every teenage girl will grow up to be a woman who wants to be married. Marriage is not for everybody, understand? But for those who, for whom that is an aspiration, that is a desire, that is a goal, I think that what Sadie and I are saying, is applicable. Now, let's go here as we begin to bring the show to a close. Fact is, 50% of marriage is consummated and in divorce. So there may come a time in your daughter's life when she has made that commitment. She believes that she can, or she says, I can accept this man for who he is, not who I want him to be, not the fantasy, not the script that Sadie alluded to, I think, in our last show. But this, I know him, his pluses, his minuses, his strengths, his weaknesses. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to get married. But then the marriage doesn't work out. Sadie, what do we say to parents to tell their daughters at that point in their life? Because we have to assume we have parenting throughout the life cycle. So, Sadie, what does the parent say to that daughter?
It's time to pick yourself up and try again. And it doesn't mean get married again in 5 minutes. It means, you know, part of college is to work on yourself, to grow into yourself so you can know who you'll match with. So if it doesn't work out, it's time to pick yourself up, try again. But it's part of trying again is first and foremost starting with you.
Exactly. Life goes on, and it can be an issue of forgiving. It can be an instance of healing, of needing space and time, of regrouping, all those kinds of things, thinking through what the next step is going to be. What I would tell my daughter, if I had a daughter, and if unfortunately she was divorced, I would say to her, among other things, listen, life goes on. And there's always an opportunity for a second chance. So, Sadie, in closing, is there anything else we haven't covered? Any message that we want parents to remember as they talk not only to their teenage daughters, but really?
You know, one thing we didn't point out is what to tell your daughter who likes women. There's a lot of girls now that are not interested in boys. You know what? It's the same thing. The heart is a muscle, and just like with any kind of working out, anytime you tear something too much and it's not completely healed, that's why a lot of times you notice gymnasts are really short. And it's because a lot of times when they start to tear the muscles before they're finished growing, it interrupts their growth. Well, it's the same thing with the heart. If you tear it too soon, sometimes it never repairs itself properly. So it's always best, whether it's a boy or girl, whoever you like, just have fun and get to learn and grow yourself. That's what this stage is about.
Exactly. I think the same principles apply whether it is opposite sex attraction in relationships or same-sex attraction in relationships, because in many respects it's not even so much about males and females as much as it is about human beings, because it's really about human interaction. What I would say if I had a daughter who was attracted to women is you have to determine for yourself with whom you can find enjoyment and attraction and ideally love. And I will support you with whomever you have found attraction, relationship, and love. So say that we have about 2.5 minutes left of the show. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing as we wrap up the topic tonight? What do I tell my teenage daughter about men?
Tell her to love her for herself first before she can love anybody else.
Exactly. We ladies, for parents and young ladies, gotta love yourself. We started off with J. Cole, and I'm just thinking about ending my own comments with the something that he said, his song Crooked Smile. And if I understand the lyrics correctly, he's basically saying, you know, you are worthwhile and beautiful as you are. And I think, parents, if we can raise our daughters to have that healthy sense of self-esteem, we lead by example, we show them love, and we give them the kinds of guidelines that can help them navigate the tumultuous waters of adolescence, I think our daughters will be well on their way to be phenomenal, loving, successful, and productive women. Sadie, anything you want to say in closing?
Nothing. Thank you all for listening. I hope we were able to help you tonight.
Yes, tonight's topic was, what do I tell my teenage daughters or daughters about men? You have been listening tonight to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday at our new time, 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Listen, everybody, thank you for your support. Thank all those who have been listening live and those who will be listening on the archive. Tune in next week for more Real, Relevant, and Raw. Have a good night.